Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
So thank you for bearing with us. We've had some technical problems. They're getting fixed, and that's all the best that we can do. I don't understand the technical side of this at all. So there's nothing I can tell you. I can't explain it, and it doesn't much matter. Thank you for sticking with us. So Columbia, the students have taken over the hole. This is after the suspensions began. They smashed windows. They unfurled an Intifada banner, and they're warning everyone to stay away from campus. And there are straight-out calls now, not just like ambivalent, you know, or we're not really sure what they mean. Straight out calls for genocide of Jews. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Hamilton Hall at Columbia being occupied by people who are calling for the extermination of Jews? At University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, they're physical now. Police are pushing back these pro-Palestinian protesters. They're chanting, waving Palestinian flags, breaching barricades, and surrounded the flagpole in the squad's school's quad area. And then they took down the campus American flag and replaced it with a Palestinian flag. The people united will never be defeated. So this is a direct result of all the liberal crap that you foisted upon this country. And I couldn't be more angry than I am today. Well, I guess I was this angry yesterday, and I'll probably be this angry tomorrow. Letter here in front of me from a professor, an assistant professor at Columbia Business School. I'm going to read it to you because you should hear it. And then you should spread it around. If you want a copy of it, just email me at joyceradio@gmail.com, and I'll send it to you. Says, I'm an assistant professor at Columbia Business School. I am a father, a husband, an uncle, and a son. I'm a 40-year-old man, and last week I found myself crying in front of a group of complete strangers. In a video that has since gone viral, I stood on Columbia University's main campus and pleaded with my employer to protect me and help me protect the thousands of Jewish students whose lives and safety have been entrusted to us by worried parents all across the United States. I pleaded with my employer to help me protect them from pro-terror student organizations who openly laud Hamas, an internationally recognized terrorist organization. I pleaded with the presidents of colleges and universities all around the country to take a clear moral stance against rape and torture and the kidnapping of helpless civilians. I pleaded with them to live up to their stated mission of humanism and enlightenment. I pleaded and still plead because the silence of college presidents all across the country is deafening. I'm not tenured. I could be fired for this. But if my research into behavioral psychology has taught me anything, it's that looking back on my life, I'm more likely to regret not taking a stance. I can't afford not to take a stance. I get it. Not when students' lives are on the line, not when my children's lives are on the line. My children may be American citizens, but through their mother and me, they're Israelis too. And because they're Israelis, because they're Jews, I fear for them. I fear for my two-year-old daughter, who's funny and brave and thinks everyone in the world is her friend. I fear for my seven-year-old son, who still asks me to sit next to his bed for a few minutes every night when I tuck him into bed. I fear because there are student organizations on my own campus who see my beautiful children as legitimate targets. I fear because the president of my university, my very own employer, refuses to speak up against such senseless violence and hatred. Let's call this what it is. This is cowardice. I see my sons' and daughters' faces in the faces of the hundreds of innocent children and teenagers who were murdered, tortured, raped, brutalized, and kidnapped on October 7th. For Hamas and its supporters, those children are acceptable targets. And right now, in colleges and universities all across the country, there are hundreds of pro-terror student organizations that are celebrating these vile crimes against humanity. This is what the president of Columbia is refusing to condemn. This is what the president of Harvard is refusing to condemn. This is what the presidents of Yale and NYU and UC Berkeley and many other enlightened institutions throughout the country are refusing to condemn. They would never allow student organizations to celebrate the senseless loss of life in the horrific attacks of 9/11. They would never allow student organizations to celebrate the horrific murder of George Floyd. They would never allow student organizations to celebrate the mass shooting of more than 100 LGBTQ plus people in an Orlando nightclub on June 12th. And yet when it comes to Jewish lives, when it comes to my own children's lives, they could care less. Let me be as clear as I can. This is not about being pro-Israel or pro-Palestine. This is about making a clear distinction between legitimate resistance and unspeakable crimes against humanity. This is about human decency. You can support the rights of millions of innocent Palestinians and still take a moral stance against heinous violence and brutality. I know, because I do. Now, let me just say this. This is Joy speaking, not the professor. I watched a bit on from the Harpy show, View, with Whoopi Goldberg saying, oh, the media is making it seem like this is such a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing, Whoopi. This is a really terrible thing. The idea that you have people unfurling Palestinian flags on American campuses and tearing down American flags, that's a really terrible thing. If in all the protesting that went on in the 60s and early 70s, I never saw anybody put up a Vietnamese flag anywhere. When parents who are paying tens of thousands of dollars to have their kids go to these prestigious universities like I did have to worry if their kids are sleeping safely in their dorms or if they're being kicked out of campuses, your children are not safe. They'd rather appease the pro-terror campus coalitions than care for your kids. They're more concerned with getting bad press than with getting your children home safely. What sort of education is your child getting at a place that refuses to condemn terror-sympathizing organizations and allows them to roam freely on campus? What sort of education is your child getting at a place that gives a platform and a mix to organizations that celebrate the execution of infants in their cribs and the raping of teenagers, the kidnapping of toddlers? This is moral and intellectual bankruptcy throughout the country, and you can't deny it. So how do we do this? How do we make a difference? This is not about me, and it's not about you. It's about all of us. I'm so disturbed by this, I can't even tell you. Where are all the parents? Don't get quiet now. Now's the time to get loud. The audacity of these pros, whatever they think they're pro, taking down U.S. flags and putting up Palestinian flags. Arrest them all. Let me tell you what they did in Florida. Because thank God somebody's got, you know, some bit of a brain left in Florida. So at the University of Florida, they said, no, we're not going to tolerate this. I get it. You should get it. But if it doesn't happen everywhere, if it's not going to happen in New York, in Columbia, then tell me, how do we survive this? The University of Florida told student protesters they'd be suspended and even banished if they violated rules around protest conduct. They sent a letter to all the students. They've been the site of pro-Palestinian protests. But because there's conflicts between students and law enforcement at other colleges like Columbia and USC, they put some rules in place and said, this is what you're allowed to do and this is what you're not allowed to do. No amplified sound, No demonstrations inside buildings, no littering, no sleeping, no unmanned signs, no blocking ingress and egress. I saw them at the University of Southern, at UCLA. A Jewish student was trying to get on campus, and the pro-Nazi Hamas people wouldn't let him through. They just locked arms and would not let him through because he was Jewish. How dare
they? All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
No threats, no violence should be allowed. No weapons, no camping out, and any other items or activities that are non-compliant with policy and regulations by university officials. This is our fault. Listen to me carefully. I've been screaming about this for the last 25 years, and everybody kept saying, oh, it's not that bad. It's not going to get any worse. How much worse can it get now? Get rid of all of them. If they want to behave this way, let them go to Rafa. You know, instead of disturbing kids who are trying to get an education, let them go to Palestine, as they call it. That's it. I'm tired. I'm so tired of trying to make sense of it. When I got to hear Whoopi Goldberg and people like that defending this, telling me it's about free speech, it is not about free speech. They're supporting a terrorist organization, and they are trampling upon the rights of law-abiding students in our country. Shut them down. I don't care what the politics are, because that's what this is all coming down to, right? Oh, President Joe Biden is afraid. He can't do anything because he'll lose his voters in Michigan. He'll lose his voters in Minnesota. There aren't even that many of them. And look, if you lose the lunatics that are on the college campuses right now, half of them don't belong there. They're not students at these colleges. Who cares? I'll tell you the one thing. Somebody told me I should feel good because this is all leading us to a Trump victory. I do not feel good. I would rather not have a victory on the heels of my country going to hell. That is not what conservatives want. That's not what people like me want. I'm not willing to sacrifice my country for anybody. Least of all, a man running for the presidency. He just got hit with $9,000 worth of fines for, violating. He's in contempt of court for violating a gag rule that shouldn't be in place in the first place. And you think that I'm going to tolerate this kind of behavior from morons on college campuses? No. I got enough morons in the bureaucracy that I got to deal with. These kids, throw them out. Get them out of these colleges. Open up those prestigious universities to poor kids who just need a chance and want an education. How dare, and the audacity, the nerve of these commentators to say that we're over-exaggerating what's going on. Let me ask you a question, as that professor points out. How long do you think it would last if there was a group on campus that would not allow black students in? Like 2 minutes? Like 2 seconds? But apparently, those entitled white privileged Jews, the ones that they killed 6 million of them. Less than 100 years ago. They want a repeat. I mean, they're shouting they want a repeat. October 7th, 10,000 times. That's what they're shouting. If you're not sickened by all this, what is wrong with you? If this is okay with you, get out of my country. Get out of here. You do not belong here. We're the land of the brave. We're not the land of cowards. these college principals who don't have the guts to stand up and say, no, you're not going to do this. This is not right. No, you're not going to shut down classes for the students who want to take their classes. No. No, you're not going to shut down any more graduations. You've got to get two colleges in America that aren't going to have their graduations. The same poor kids who couldn't have their freshman and sophomore years because of COVID shutdowns, now they can't have a graduation either. How much of this are you going to take? You know, at what point do you put on the full armor and go out there and fight back? Be lectured by some blonde-haired girl in a keffiyeh? Oh, you got to be glad. You got to be glad that I'm not on the front line of any of this. Because I'm done. I'm done. I want to see this end by Friday. If this doesn't end by Friday, there's going to be blood in the streets. I can tell you that right now. That's what these kids want. They want a confrontation that ends in violence because they're going to do the same thing. They have the same tactics as Hamas. They'll throw some innocent looking kids in the front who'll take a beating from police officers while the real organizers and the real cowards and the George Soroses of the world sit on their lofty ivory towers talking about, oh, it's all about free speech. How could you do that? These are our children. They're not my children. I'll tell you right now, if my children tried this stuff, I'd cut them off so fast. You don't like it at Columbia? You don't like it here in America? Okay. Figure it out, because you're not going to get another penny from me. I'm not paying tuition, room and board. I'm not paying for plane tickets. I'm not going to pay for your Twinkies or anything else. You're done. Go live in a Muslim country where they throw gays off roofs, where, unmarried women can't walk alone, where you can't drive in Afghanistan. If you're a girl, you can't go to school. Go there. If you're in support of all that, go. Right now, I'll pay for your ticket. The insanity of tolerating this as long as we have. If they can't clean this up by Friday, we need to find someone who can. How about that? Congress better get its act together and right now. If the president does not send the National Guard, hey, look, I know all about, what happened at Kent State. I know all about it. But that was not in response to what we're seeing today. This is absolute sheer insanity. The inmates are running the asylum. And we adults are sitting around talking about gag orders and hush money and bull crap. Talking about gender ideology. How many genders are there? Don't you feel stupid? Look at what you've allowed to happen. I'm embarrassed for my whole country. I'm definitely embarrassed for my generation. This is not acceptable. These people are crazy, certifiable, insane, defending terrorism, defending and then denying that it happened, even though the terrorists took videotape of it so the whole world could see what they were doing. And you got some stupid American kids running around campuses going, that never happened. I don't know what the river to the sea means. I don't know what river. I don't know what sea. They don't know. They know absolutely nothing. They only know that they get lunch and a cell phone if they show up for a protest. That's what they know. All right. I'm going to try to get my blood pressure under control. This is not good for my health. I can tell you that. Today has been one of those days where I've had to have a serious conversation with myself. I looked in the mirror and I said, how much longer do you want to do this, Joyce? How much longer are you going to rail against what is just the most insane country gone crazy? It's not good for my health. And I have to look out for me because Lord knows my government's not going to look out for me. It's not going to look out for any of us. All right, let me take a deep breath. Don't forget, coming up after me, Eric Erickson. I can't even... I can't even do my normal patter. I just can't. Let me take a quick break and I'll be back to finish the show. Now, just to prove that this is truly our fault, this is truly the fault of a country that voted for some guy who was locked in his basement, if that's what actually happened. Now, the Department of Defense has made a very surreptitious move, saying that and it's been challenged by 53 governors representing states, commonwealths, and territories, issued a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in opposition to a proposed law that would allow the reassignment of National Guard units without the governor's approval. Let that sit in your hopper for a minute. So in other words, let's say in Arkansas, the universities are under siege like they are in New York. And the governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, wants to send the National Guard in. That's the first line of defense, right? Can't do that anymore. Because this new rule would make the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, the only person who could make that call. So they wrote, we are writing to express our strong opposition to legislative proposal 480 submitted by the Department of Defense to the Senate Armed Services Committee. This legislation disregards gubernatorial authorities regarding the National Guard and undermines over 100 years of precedent, as well as national security and military readiness. Ensuring the National Guard is adequately equipped with the resources and capabilities to serve as the operational combat reserve for national security missions and to support domestic emergencies is among the National Governors Association's highest priorities. It is imperative that governors retain the authority laid out in the United States Code, USC Title 32, Section 104. This undercuts the critical authority by allowing a transfer of covered space units from the National Guard to the United States Space Force without abiding by Title 32 or Title 10. These are backdoor methods that these disgusting, devious Democrats use because they see what's happening. And they know that any governor in his right mind or her right mind is seriously considering right now sending the National Guard in to quell the insanity. It's insane. These people are insane. You had this Nicole Wallace, this moron. You know, anybody that was associated with the Bush family at this point, you know, they were morons then and they're morons now. And whatever her name is on The View, and this Nicole Wallace, who's on MSLSD. They keep saying, like Whoopi says, oh, the media is not doing a service to these kids, you know, stop painting them as bad people. Meanwhile, Nicole Wallace is in there telling the audience that the coup-plotting, openly autocratic former President Donald Trump, Donald Trump already served 4 years. I don't remember him doing anything autocratic. Do you? On the other hand, Joe Biden's doing it right now. These people are sick. Is there anybody left who's reasonable inside of the Democrat Party? You know, the Tulsi Gabbard wing of the party is gone, right? There's nobody left. Joe Lieberman passed. So now you have a party that sides with Hamas. Now you have a party that literally tells the world and its own citizens that if Donald Trump gets reelected, in other words, if enough people vote for Donald Trump, it's the end of the world. Yeah, that's what this Nicole Wallace is telling people. It's time for parents to get up and start fighting back. It really is. You can't do this. This is not tolerant. We're not tolerating this anymore. I don't want to be tolerant. Anybody who's acting tolerant, you're an idiot. Because this is what you get. You give them an inch and they take 70 miles. unbelievable. I just, every time I'm trying not to update my feed on my computer, because every time I go back to any of these headline aggregate pages, I get more and more outraged, more and more distressed. You know, where are the parents of these kids? That's my question. Where are the parents of kids who are calling for the genocide of Jews? And why have the media chosen not to show what really happened on October 7th? Why are they allowing these young people to believe that they have a right to unfurl an Intifada banner at an American university? Unbelievable. Anyway, I thank you for your time this time. Until next time, again, I apologize for our technical difficulties. We are going to try and get it together. I mean, we are going to get it together. So just thank you for bearing with me. And my plan is to be back here tomorrow at 3 o'clock, if it be his will and he delays his coming. Remember, what lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So wherever you are, just be yourself. Everybody else is taken. And then may God bless you. May God bless Israel. And may God protect our country from the insanity that's going on now. God bless the USA. See you tomorrow.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.